We have been covering the divine qualities, 26 divine qualities required by the seeker of the higher knowledge. Why we have to acquire these ones, these divine qualities, they liberates us, uplifts us. They are the insurance we can have. We may have many insurances out of fear. For everything we have insurance, vehicle insurance, house insurance, life insurance, eye insurance, dental insurance, whatever insurance we have, still we feel insecure. If you want to feel the security within and acquire the divine qualities, they are the real insurance we can have. This Shri Krishna urges all the seekers of the higher knowledge to acquire these ones. One is infused with tremendous strength from within. He starts off with, repeat after me, Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi,
Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi,
Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi,
Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi,
Danam Damascha Yajnascha,
Danam Damascha Yajnascha,
Swadhyaya Tapa Arjavam,
Swadhyaya Tapa Arjavam.
One is Abhayam. Abhayam, fearlessness. It is also nirbhayatvam, fearlessness. Have the courage, inner strength. When you have the inner strength, when you know the all-pervading principle which supports, sustains the whole universe, also is sustaining me. When I am aware of that one, that the fear goes out. Abhayam, sattva samshuddhi, calm your mind, relax your mind, strive for the higher knowledge. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi, Danam Damascha Yajnascha. Be magnanimous in life. Be help out, reach out wherever you can, whatever form you can. Danam, give it. Danam is a charity. Charity to be given to the right person in the right place. And not a giving the money to the not deserving person. That person may abuse the money. Dhanam dhamascha yajnascha. Control over your senses. Dharmascha yajnascha. All my actions should be pleasing to the divine beings. Swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Swadhyaya. Reflect, go deeper, deeper. Introspect. Reflect on the scriptures. In the Patanjali says, why we had to do the swadhyaya? Like if I am staying in an apartment, I'll say hello to my neighbor. It's whenever I go past. So is when the scriptures, when you're reading the scriptures, you are establishing a relationship with your Ishta Devata. Every day, you are tuning yourself to your chosen ideal. And you are establishing the relationship. What I will get out of this one, Patanjali says, in that swadhyaya, those who are established in the reflecting on the scriptures every day, they will have the vision of the Ishta Devata. That person will have a vision, will see that Ishta Devata, that proximity will be developed. Swadhyaya tapa arjavam, tapas is austerity. I touched upon the austerity in the physical level, talking level and mental level. I mentioned on the last week, I talked about the quality of a leader. He or she needs to have to do immense tapas. It's a deep thinking. When the thinking becomes very clear, when it becomes deep, his or her communication becomes good. He or she can able to express the inner feeling better, communicate with the people better. In the office I am working or in the society, we are not able to express properly and our expression gets clouded. It's not communicated properly, so people are not paying attention to our words because we haven't thought about what we are thinking. Deep thinking, when you start deep thinking, your voice starts having a weight. When it starts having weight, people start paying attention to what you are saying. that leader needs to have good communication so that people pay attention to the teacher, leader, in the community leader or at home or with the communicating with your children, that if you want to have that, they respect you. Your words have the weight, if it has to carry a weight behind this one, you are able to express. Talking is not that communication. Talking whole day, I can talk, but still it's a waste. Communication, I need not have to talk, still I can communicate. Talking, they say, talking is a very poor means of communication. Your presence should be able to communicate. That in silence also you can communicate. It's a deep thinking and communicate. And behind that one, only talking itself is not enough. I should implement my expression activity, that my whatever I do, it should be an expression of joy. A leader, not only thinking, not only talking, not only asking others to do, he or she has to set a leader role model. Do, we should be able to express it. Our expression should be an expression of our joy. In the Patanjali says in the second chapter, Ananta Prayatna Shaitilya Ananta Samapattibhyam. Once my action becomes an effortless, not with effort. Whatever I am doing, if it becomes an with the effort I am doing, I am tired, I am exhausted. Oh, I have to do. And with that effort, if I am doing, it is not an action. Once my action becomes an effortless, then the inner beauty starts manifesting. Whatever that yoga asana we are doing, to trial that one, whatever asana we are doing, it should become an effortless. With effort, if I start doing that one, it is no more enjoyable. When my manifestation starts like an effortless action, my actions are gentle. Actions are gentle and it's gentle and effortless. When it becomes effortless, that leader, whoever is the leader, deep thinking, good communication, effortless action, then no more stress. Stress won't bind that person. Stress won't pull that person down. That life is a joy. It's an expression of joy. The true tapas, my life is an expression of joy. That tapas Sri Krishna talks about. Tapas, why we had to do my actions? It's an expression of my joy. And next he talks about Ahimsa Satyam Akrodha. Tyaga Shantirapaishunam. Daya Bhuteshu Aloluptvam. Mardavam Hirachapalam. Then tapas. Why tapas is required? He talks about the next one, Ahimsa. Ahimsa. Ahimsa means, in the Mahabharata, it is called as Gajapatha, in the elephant's footprint. It's so big, it can encompass all the animals' footprint. Those who are established in Ahimsa, they are established in all virtuous things. And Gandhiji was believed immensely in that one. He followed Ahimsa all through his life. Ahimsa, Ahimsa Paramo Dharmaha. Highest of the virtues one can follow is Ahimsa. Ahimsa, non-injury. It's a, my existence should not be a burden for others. That does not mean that Ahimsa. Ahimsa means that person becomes like a doormat. Everyone walks over that one. Not that one. Let the police department thinks I should not arrest a culprit, because I'm hurting him, so whole society collapses. If the military thinks, I will let the enemies come in if I capture or shoot them down and I'm doing the injury to them, that I'm destroying the country. for sacrificing the least minimal if I am able to protect the bigger things, that is called as ahimsa. Shri Krishna talks about ahimsa in the battlefield. He talks this one ahimsa to Arjuna. He says, these enemies, they are destroying the society. They have to be mitigated so that the bigger mass, bigger population can live it's happily. In the ahimsa, ahimsa says, whatever you are doing, not out of revenge, you are not taking a revenge, not out of grudge you are doing, don't take any grudge, not a revenge. As a part of duty, you do the ahimsa. You do the action that mitigate them to protect. That ahimsa. Ahimsa when Gandhiji was in South Africa, when he was traveling in a first class compartment, he had a first class ticket. The white man came and said, this compartment is reserved for the white people. You are a black man, you are not supposed to be here. And he said, he asked him to get out. He said, Gandhiji said, I have valid ticket, I won't get off. And the policeman slapped on his cheek. How dare you to board on the compartment? It's only white people are allowed to go. And immediately Gandhiji showed the other cheek. That other person, policeman, became powerless. That he lost all the powers. And that is the power of ahimsa. And the second example to give, in 1960, Vinoba Bhave, that some of you would have heard, he was following the footsteps of Gandhiji. And in the Chambal Valley in Madhya Pradesh, it's known for dacoits. It's very difficult for the people to travel past that Chambal Valley because of the dacoits. They were haunting people. And Vinoba Bhave went alone to the place where dacoits are notorious people were there. Looking at this man, Vinoba Bhave, coming, dacoits said, can we shoot him down? And their leader, Kishan Singh, he said, he is what he can do. He's such a lean man. Let him come. When he came, and Vinoba Bhave asked those dacoits, please surrender your weapons to government and go and surrender. Talking to them, dacoits obeyed. They went and surrendered themselves in front of the government. And another example, Tapovan Maharaj in Himalayas. Himalayas, he was wandering around and in a place where dacoits, they caught hold of him. It's with a bag. He must be having money. They searched, nothing was there. And they wanted the food, and there was no food. And they asked, you are going alone, you don't have food, then how will you survive? He will say that I will go to the town, nearby town. They said, nearby town is 20 kilometers away. He said, okay, I will. Then, in which case, those dacoits said, how will you survive? Then he said, probably then you will feed me. And looking at that, that dacoit, he never expected that one. Then he cooked the food and fed the power. That's the power of the tapas. And for myself, and I go to Bangalore prison, frequently to Bangalore to teach yoga. Murderers are there, dacoits are there. When I go to the hall, maybe around a hall of this size and 200, it's not, there is no luxury of this space, very cramped. Around 150, 200 people will be there. And they say, when I go in, they lock the door from outside. I can't run away. and dacoits are there, that but when I take the yoga class, they obey me. And towards the end, many people shed their tears, and I won't ask, they themselves will come and confess. And the police, people, they say, however do the interrogation we do, they hardly confess. They talk. How come they are talking to you? And when I take the class to the juvenile prisoners, around 18, 20 years, young people, they attentively sit and obey. They say, police, with my cane also, they won't listen. How come they are listening? The power of that one, power of ahimsa, when you are established in that one, and in the Patanjali, Patanjali says, ahimsa pratishtayam, tat sannidho vairatyagaha. Those who are established in ahimsa, in his or her presence, all animosity melts down. There is no more hatred. Person feels quietness, tranquility, peace in that presence, in that person's presence. It's a vairatyagam, that person, when you are established in that one, people with various complications, various mental disturbance, if they come near that person feels solace within. To get to that one, we had to do tapas. Tapas. When you start doing tapas, that person's aura goes up. In that person's presence, that people feel solace. And in Himalayas, when we went to the Himalayas, they say how we had to do that one. He says, think like a genius. It's the quality that I saw the board written on the by the roadside. Think like a genius, work like a giant, and live like a saint. When you do that one, that so you have to think deep, like a tapas, and you have to work. It is not I'm only talking. You have to work hard, work like a giant, but within, live like a saint. When you do that one, that immense power one develops. I strongly believe if person of that nature goes to wherever, like in India, in Kashmir, conflict is, people are fighting for decades, or in Syria, or in Palestine, or Israel, or Iran, or other places, if a person of that ahimsa goes there, he or she can bring in the peace, not through weapons or not through throwing atom bombs. If person can go and talk face to face with those people, I strongly believe we can bring out the peace through developing that one. It is a yoga practitioners, we have to believe that one, and we should, with our presence itself, should have a peace in the society. That, and I believe it can be possible, and if opportunity arises, I want to take up that task. Lie down on your back.